This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And this segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff Stone at Stone Arms. Tell you what, I've told you about the kiosk there, right? If you've been thinking about getting a silencer, maybe you were like I was for years, had the manila file folder on my desk where I'd get part of it done and filled out. And you got to go over here to get, you know, your fingerprints. You got to go there to get the passport type photo. Then you have to fill out this other form. And it just didn't get done. Then you have to go to a notary, get the notary. It didn't get done. And Jeff heard me lamenting about it. And he said, dude, I've got it. I think he said, dude. Maybe he said, Sean. Sean, I've got a way to get this done really quickly. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I got a kiosk in the store. So I go to the store. It's on my way home. He's just west of Snow on Airport. And you go in and you go through this. It's like you put this information in. You press the button. It's like go to next and this. Then you put your fingerprints in. Do the photo. It's all right there. It's streamlined. He said to expect 30 minutes. It took me 20 because I'm just that good. No, but it's real easy to use. Real intuitive. Plus, if you get stopped at any point, Jeff or one of the crew there can help you go through the process. And this is what's great. So I get that done in 20 minutes. And of course, the old idea was you'd send off to get your green light for the silencer and it could be months or years. Y'all, it was 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I get the note back and bingo, I'm good to go. And the nice thing about that is a great selection of those silencers and the rifles and the handguns at Stone Arms. And plus, I want to point this out. So they got the gunsmith there. They can tap the rifle you already have to put the can on it, right? They can do that work. You can get fantastic new rifles like the one I got from ATAC. They're out of Loosedale. They're ready to go mounted on there to mount everything together. But I want to point out, too, that the gunsmithing that they do there, I've done everything from the modern sporting rifle that I may have just acquired to run that can on to my grandfather's 1936 Marlin 32 caliber it was a farm gun. You can imagine what it looked like. My grandfather was not one for aesthetics, held together with electrical tape and all that, but the gun's precious to me. I took it to them. They restored it. Fantastic job on it. So everything from a modern sporting rifle to a 32 caliber lever action that was my granddaddy's, that's the kind of work they do at Stone Arms. Jeff Stone's a great guy. His crew's great. And if you've been thinking about getting that silencer, make it happen today when you go see them. They're just a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport Boulevard. They're online at stonearmsinc.com. All right, and good to see in studio Erica Thomas from 1819 News. Yo.
Howdy, Sean.
Howdy, Erica. I like the fact that the water bottle and the dress match. You're coordinated.
I always do that.
You have cool water bottles, but mm-hmm. Is it always a direct match?
I try.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, pretty good.
I just ordered a new blue one because I didn't have a blue one. So now I'll have one from, I do that with sunglasses and my water bottle. It's very important.
The problem is storing those things. So I have like a couple and then my children, and I only have so much cabinet space. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, I don't have children, so I have all that space all to myself.
Well, I'm going to come store some at your house. A lot to talk about, but I do want to start off with, you come in here often and you tease stories that are going to be coming up later on 1819 News.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do.
Which is good because you and I both, you know, from the long history in electronic media, so yeah. We get a tease. Maybe print doesn't get it as much as us that came from TV radio.
But every time when I publish a story, like if it's my original story, 2 hours later, three TV stations have it. Mm-hmm. It's already been all over Facebook. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the story. And there's really just not much to tell people. But I feel like if I can do a little preview of mm-hmm. something, then I'm telling you something you don't know.
Yeah.
And I definitely have that right now.
Well, so you just came from where?
I came from Fairhope. They had the hurricane preparedness event today at the Civic Center. It was from like 9 this morning to noon. So okay. It was really neat. There was a lot of different, the Baldwin EMC Riviera was there. The Baldwin EMA was there. They're talking about, you know, what to expect this hurricane season, what the National Weather Service is saying about it, and what the city is doing in advance of this predicted above average.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 13 to 17 storms. Yeah.
And so they had a very special guest there who I've known for all of my adult life, and that is meteorologist James Spann out of Birmingham.
I want to point out, when I was thinking about the list, like we're talking about for the Senate race and that Bruce Pearl could step in, and people were talking about like the celebrity nature, who's a celebrity in Alabama who could step into those roles. You start looking at the top 10 list of people's names that could get them at least on the ballot quickly. I think James Spann could be.
And it's so funny you say that, because he is the furthest from political anything you
right.
could
I'm
ever
just thinking,
meet.
But I'm thinking about like Alabama brand names,
yeah,
right? You say Saban,
Alabama.
Everybody knows it. Tupperville, everybody knows it. James Spann, I mean, he's, you know, here we have our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. If he would have embraced, Doc, if you're listening, if he'd embraced social media and all that stuff, he'd be, those two guys are real meteorologists. James Spann just, you know, gets on camera. Dr. Bill didn't. But Spann is like, people down here know him. He's a Birmingham thing.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize he's known all across the nation, because
right.
he does cut-ins for, you know, Arizona, New York, just all over the place.
Does I mean, he really? Okay.
He is actually, he says it all the time. He doesn't sleep. And I did work with him for a while at ABC 3340 in Birmingham. So I saw it. For example, last night, this morning, he woke up at 2:30 a.m. But they have an 11 o'clock show. You know, he gets done with his show mm-hmm. at 11. So think about, I mean, he still had to drive home, and then he doesn't sleep. He wakes up really early, and he starts doing radio cut-ins all across the nation. So
okay.
people know him everywhere.
Yeah, so even outside Alabama.
Yes.
But don't you agree, like, you've known him, I've never met him, but you look at brand names in Alabama, he's got one of those that people know.
He's like the Coca-Cola of meteorology.
I would agree with that. So he was in telling us to all move up to Birmingham, get away from the coast, or what did he say?
Yeah, no. he actually loves it down here. This is the second time he's been in Baldwin County this year. He was in Foley a couple months ago at the elementary school there, and then he came here for this, which he's always traveling all around the state. Like I said, he never sleeps,
yes.
So when school's out, he's not going to schools, but he's going to cities and different events like he did today. And it was just really neat to see him. And I know where his heart is in this weather thing. You know, he loves people. He loves every person that watches him. He wants to protect people. And he talked about that a lot. He actually got pretty emotional talking about Hurricane Sally
mm-hmm.
because he said that was his big failure. Was the prediction of that hurricane. He said there was just a lot of things that went sideways, and you can definitely read more about that on the story at 1819news.com. It'll be published around 2 o'clock today. And so you'll get to hear about that and what his thoughts are on the hurricane prediction. And he does not really align with anything in particular with these predictions. He just doesn't believe that you can do that.
Yeah, Dr. Bill said something similar here. He doesn't say it's wrong, but he questions some of that.
Right. And that's kind of what Spann showed, you know, how the conditions have been exactly the same several times in the past. So he looked at historical predictions and showed this is an exact same setup that we had back in 2014 or 2007. And this year there was a horrible hurricane, there was a bunch of stuff, and then this other year with the exact same setup, there was nothing.
Yeah, and even sometimes we have storms that they don't hit land.
Yeah.
They were a hurricane, they happened, right?
Yeah.
And they just grazed the coast, or they didn't hit land at all. I mean, we all say it's a big hurricane season when the hurricane hits your house.
Right.
No matter what happened elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. But the one thing that he did say is no matter what year it is, you know, during hurricane season, we all have to be prepared. We all have to have a plan. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's his thing where he's pointing and he's like, mm-hmm. you have to have a plan.
That's right.
So everyone still needs to know what they're going to do if something happens. Like for me, I'm going to hightail it. Bye. You know, because I've never lived through a hurricane.
We got you.
I'm
you got friends. We're good.
I've got family in North Alabama. I'm scared of it. Like
East
really,
Central, that's
I've
really
just
not
never
north
experienced it. But I do know the power of Mother mm-hmm. Nature and what can happen, and I do not want. I think everybody should really seriously have an evacuation plan.
Sure.
And so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, you're evacuating. And here's the thing, though. There's a subtlety as we get you settled into our world here. Just watch us here, because there's some storms, and when they say, well, we're going to evacuate these areas, certain areas need to evacuate even on smaller hurricanes.
Yeah.
It depends on where, you know, what the flooding concerns are, where you are. But, you know, when they draw these big lines, I get bothered because I'm like, well, they actually are on some real high ground. And this person over there is on low ground, so it's different. Also, there's certain storms, when they get to a certain strength, even those of us that are got salt in our, you know, salt in our shoes down here, we'll say, yeah, that's real big. That's going to be a lot. But there's a lot of, I don't know, it's just interesting. It's the way they draw, and a lot of times the insurance companies, all that, draw these, I feel, ham-fisted maps.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be somewhere in South Mobile County and actually have some elevation. And then a half mile away, that person needs to go because the storm surge is going to take them out. So it's, you know, it's not just knowing where you live, know your geography, those kind of things.
And that's the thing too. I don't want to be caught up in that last minute crowd that's like getting out and traffic's bad. I would just rather plan ahead, get out as soon as I can. And I do have the things that you put over your window. I have no clue how they work. I talked to a roofing guy today about that. I was like, there's some things in my attic. They came with the house. There's some things in my attic. And they say, if it gets real, put those on there. I'm like, okay. I would have no clue. So my goal
this weekend you need to
is to figure that out. Yes, I'm going to get them out of the attic. I'm going to drag them out. I don't think they're that heavy.
You got to number them. I don't know which kind you have, but like...
canvas.
Okay, those are good. Those are real good. And one of the keys here... Y'all hold on. I know we got a gigantic audience listening to us right now, but Eric and I are talking. to go on your windows and say, this one is number one. It goes with number one window. If you have some way to number them, because they don't... I don't know if all your windows are the same size, but houses I've had, they're different. I always kept... This is the cover for the number one window. And here's number one window. It goes number one cover. Number two goes number two. Some are obvious. This one's way bigger than this. But sometimes you have some that are close in size or whatever. And you know what? When you're stressing out and the storm's coming, you need to take... So number them, correlate the cover to the window.
That's a really good idea. And I think, Sean, like you said, it's me and you talking, but there's so many people that have moved down here in the past few years. They've never experienced this. They're just like me. Kind of ignorant to what's going to happen and scared because, you know, if somebody moves to where I'm from, McCalla, close to Tuscaloosa, they might be scared of a tornado.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do then? I would be totally aware of what to do in that situation. But a hurricane, I don't have the experience. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like at the grocery stores or how the roads flood.
Don't start with the grocery stores.
Yeah. And he provided some data from 2020 with Sally, and I think Orange Beach got 30 inches of rain. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, and over towards Lillian, to the northeast of there, it was Lillian had it even the worst.
That is just... I'm so glad that there were no deaths here, you know, from that. That is a real blessing and a testament to how smart the people down here are and how aware they are and how good they listen. And so that's going to be the big thing. And that's what James Spann was saying. Just be prepared. Know what's coming as best you can. And so, yeah, I'm going to call the roofing guy and this weekend ask him to come show me how to do that.
No, that's good. And number those up. Yeah, be to where you can do that. Even if you need to record something on your phone that shows you how to do it, so when you're stressed, you figure it out quickly. Also, I got to ask you this. After working with him, because there are other meteorologists, and there's other meteorologists that have some social media presence, but he's the Mac Daddy of it. He seems to be a genuinely good dude. I mean, is that what's coming? Like, why he's... catapulted beyond the others in our state. I don't know, but
he truly does care, and he's that guy that he'll say this tornado's coming around County Road 5, you know, right past East Oboga Church or whatever. I mean, he'll say landmarks that you know if you live
like
there.
My buddy Jason Smith here. You got homeboys and homegirls that know where stuff is.
He knows that, and the reason he knows that is because he's been everywhere he's gone around. But when it comes to genuinely caring about people, this is my story. My mother was diagnosed with cancer for the second time in 2011. I was working in Columbus, Georgia at WTVM. And she was a huge James Spann fan. I had never met him, didn't know him, but he had a he was our sister station at 3340. And so I emailed him and I said, my mom's got to go to UAB. She has colorectal cancer. It's very bad. She's a huge fan of yours. And I was just wondering if you could, you know, maybe send her a message and I'll take it to her, or a video or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, when is she going to be there? I told him, the man showed up at the hospital.
What?
Took photos with my mom right after she got out of recovery.
Oh, wow.
Hugged her, comforted her, prayed with her. He's a faithful man. He teaches Sunday school. He's into church. And into Jesus, and he has the same faith we have. So they prayed together. You know, it brought tears to her eyes. And it was just a very touching moment. And that's the moment I realized this man just drove all the way from Hoover to downtown Birmingham in the middle of his day after he visited a school, and then before he had to go back to work and do 6 hours of TV. And he took his time to do that. I can't even imagine. If y'all have ever gone to UAB, you know parking is just mm-hmm. a nightmare. And he sure did. He came. He saw my mom. I mean, I get emotional
I'm
just thinking
it.
About that
yeah,
because it really uplifted her. And when you're in that kind of situation, that dire of a situation, you need something to uplift you. And it was actually a lot of hard work for him to come and do that. And so it just meant the world to me and my family. And I got to work with him after that. It was just less than a year after that that I started working at 3340. And I got to see him and how he dealt with people. You know, the really bad storms on April 27th, 2011 mm-hmm. had just happened. And he would go into subdivisions there and just he was in awe of what had happened. He wanted to help every single person. So he really is like a great, great person. He doesn't get into all the political stuff. He's just who he is. In my story at 2, he will talk about his thoughts on the renaming
of the Gulf
of America.
Jimmy Hustle Spann. Actually, hold on a second. We might have a minute or two here when we wrap up. Our guest, Erica Thomas from 1819 News.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, glad to have you here. And good time to check in with my buddy Blaine Price at Parish Tractor in Robertsdale. And you and I talked earlier about it. You're putting packages together and making deals. What's this deal here on the L-Series tractors?
Yeah, so right now on our L-Series compact tractors, buy any of our L-Series with at least 2 of our Land Pride implements. You get the zero interest financing, but also we're going to throw in a 7x20 trailer for free on that deal to form up that package for you.
Got my attention there. This is going on right now. Y'all, I'm going to ask you a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it. You got the tractors? If everybody shows up today, you got tractors for them?
We got the tractors. We got all the implements in Land Pride. We also we've got a lot of RTVs that have been showing up, the Kubota side-by-sides in the gas and diesel. I noticed we unloaded several trucks last week of those RTVs, all the new models in stock in those. And, of course, we got plenty of zero turns with zero interest financing on them as well.
Okay. Next question is, how do we find you?
We're right here at Parish Tractor in the middle of Robertsdale on Highway 59. Come by see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 till 12. Or you can give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. There's Blaine Price of Parish Tractor in Robertsdale. A minute or two left here with the extended tease for the story that's going to pop up at 1819news.com here in just about 3 minutes or so.
Yeah. Jeff did his job right then.
Well, there you go. By the way, too, Ben had texted in and said, good way for your numbering on your covers. Start at the front door and go right with your numbering system.
Okay.
And then you go right. I know it sounds like a silly thing I'm saying, but it works because you have different size windows and they don't all, like this one goes with this window, that one goes with that window.
Especially if you have to do it in a hurry. And
yeah, it's cool when you do it that way.
Do everything in a hurry, so.
Yeah, you do it like bing, 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 you get that up and it's, you know, it's done.
Thank you for that tip.
So there's our, hang around us.
Yeah.
We got you.
I mean.
We got tips.
I got so much to learn about hurricanes and Mardi Gras, so.
Yeah, I have two things that
I actually learned a lot about Mardi Gras. I've been here 2.5 years now. I have no excuse to not know all about that.
Yeah.
I've been to parades. I've been to balls. It's been great. And I'm kind of proud of it now. Like, I kind of like that we have that flair.
Are you going to talk trash to other people? Like, well, where I'm from.
Yeah, probably not, because, like, when I moved down here, I really wasn't sure what it was or what the purpose was. And, you know.
There's no purpose. That's what the purpose is.
My family's, like, Southern Baptist, and they're like, Mardi Gras, you know. I'll probably just post pictures online and look like I'm having fun.
There you go. There she is, Erica Thomas, 1819news.com. Check out her work over there, and soon to hit here in a minute and a half, the story about James Spann. Thank you.
It's going to be a good one.
All right, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week. Paul Feinbaum, I guess I'm going to let him take over next.